definitely. I mean, if there's not, then you've got a problem. You shouldn't be playing football. Two massive games now coming up, and the reward at the end of it, it's massive.
To finish fourth after 46 games, how much of an achievement was that, would you say?
Huge. I mean, I think if you asked any of the lads at the start of the season, they wouldn't have said we'd be up challenging for automatic promotion. So it's been an unbelievable season, but still a lot to play for now.
After last year, staying up on the final day, was this year more of a consolidation in the thoughts of the players rather than having this terrific challenge which went to the final day of the season?
I don't think any of the lads saw what was going to happen, really. Last season was tough for a lot of reasons, but I think the lads have used that as a motivation for this season.
You've got to be pleased with the last 12 months, haven't you? It's been everything's happened to you, hasn't it? The Euros, playing in Fleetwood Town's first team all season. You've been injury-free. That's got to be a good sign as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been brilliant all around for me. I mean, the experience of the Euros in the summer was something I'll remember for the rest of my life. And you know, obviously this season, it's I can't really describe it. It's just been unbelievable. The run we went on, and obviously the group of players that we've got, it's been a pleasure to play with them.
How much would this really top it off, the last 12 months, if you could do what you did a few years ago in the League Two playoffs?
It would be the icing on the cake, really. It's been an unbelievable season, but there's obviously two massive games now that could make or break it. And obviously there's only three or four of the lads that have been to Wembley in the last playoffs. So we'll be emphasising how much of a massive deal it is to play there.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was a terrific day when you beat Burton Albion at Wembley. It doesn't seem that long ago either, does it?
No, I mean, it's only a few years, but again, that's an experience that you remember forever, and we want to get there again.
What are you expecting from Bradford City? You've had them over two games already this season. How tough an opposition are they?
They're very tough. I mean, they've been up there all season. They're a very good football team, but in the two games, we've shown we can match them, and we'll be confident going into the games.
They're going to have a full house, obviously, for Thursday night's game, aren't they? It's quite an intimidating atmosphere in League One terms, isn't it, Valley Parade?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think that's it, something like 18,000 season ticket holders. So, but that's the sort of crowd you want to play in front of. And we went to Sheffield United and won 2-0. And we've been there, obviously, earlier in the season where I thought we should have got a result out of it. So, as you say, we'll be looking to quieten the crowd and hopefully do a job on them.
Your senior career started in the Championship, didn't it, with Preston North End? How keen are you to get back to that level on a regular basis?
I've wanted to be back there since I left it, really. League One's a really hard league to get out of, so it just shows how well we've done this season to come that close to automatic. And we'll be trying everything we can to get back to get into the Championship now.
And what's it been like on the legs playing in this wing-back position for the majority of the season? It asks a lot of you, doesn't it?
It does, but at the same time, me and Amari are used to playing it now, where we're used to it tactically, where when do we need to do the running and when not to. So we've got used to it, and it is tough, but we enjoy it.
In terms of where you are in your career, are you feeling the fittest you've ever done and the most consistent you've ever been?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I started playing for Northern Ireland, obviously with shorter breaks in the summer, it was tough to get used to. I used to get a bit of fatigue around Christmas time, but I've learned how to do that, look after myself better as I've got older, and as I said, I'm feeling as fit as ever now.
Is it going to be a little boost that there's not a major tournament this summer? You might have a couple of qualifiers or something like that, but the fact that you're not going to be away at a tournament, is it going to give a lot of you the sort of rest period you might need?
Yeah, I think I'll probably get a bit longer this summer, but no, there's no downside to that, really. There's not as much rest, but you're experiencing something that not many people get to do, so I'm happy either way.
Can I ask your thoughts on the coaching team here? How much of a pleasure it's been every day coming in and working with this group?
It's been a breath of fresh air since I came in. Obviously under difficult circumstances at the start of the season, and how well we've done is down to a mix of the new management staff and obviously the group of players that we've got. Everyone enjoys working under them, and they've brought in some great ideas and their experience from the Championship as well.
I think everyone thought when they came in so close to the start of the season it would take some settling in to do. It hasn't, has it?
No, it hasn't. I mean, the lads have worked really hard, and just taking in the manager's new ideas, and we haven't really looked back since.
Is it only until the season comes to an end that your future will be resolved, Connor, one way or the other?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a few lads out of contract, but there's no point distracting ourselves with contract talk now. There's massive games coming up, and we can't afford to be distracted.
This club's been great for you, though, hasn't it, since you've moved here?
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable 5 years. I mean, they gave me the chance to play football when I got released from Preston, so I'll be forever grateful to them, and hopefully we can go and make it a successful season this year.